It's a popular teaching in the church today that faith confession brings possession. That means possession of our needs. Is that true? Is that what the Bible says? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about the creative use of the tongue. Prior to this, our series was about sins of the tongue. But the Bible tells us that the tongue can be used for creative purposes, that the tongue is capable of producing words which are seed, which take root in the kingdom of God, and which bring forth a result and change things. That's Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Listen to what it says. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits thereof. Well, that means that the tongue can be a force for good, or the tongue can be a force for evil. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The next thing we have to ask, then, is what is the power of the tongue? Well, let's look at the verse a little closer. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Now, here's the point, folks. Fruit comes from seed. The power of the tongue, therefore, is to produce seed. And the seed that is produced by the power of the tongue are our words, our faith-filled words. Now hold on. We said that the scripture says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Both the positive and the negative are in the power of the tongue. So the seed produced, the words that we speak, can be positive or negative. But the point that verse is trying to make is that if we put faith in those words, even the negative, we eat the fruit of it. In other words, it happens. So you can put faith or trust in the negative the way you can put faith or trust in the positive. For example, I know someone who for many years kept telling people and confessing with the words of her mouth, I know I'm going to die at the age of 59. I know I'm not going to live beyond the age of 59. And she was putting faith in that. Would she have died at the age of 59? Yes, she would have, had it not been the fact that a mature Christian recognized that what she was speaking was a self-inflicted curse or an inner vow in the negative, recognizing that it was connected to Proverbs 18:21. She was putting faith in her negative words and that it would happen. And so this woman received ministry, and that curse, that self-inflicted curse, was broken off of her, and she did not die at the age of 59. Watch your words. And so we find that in the spiritual realm, words have power, particularly when they are backed by faith. Faith empowers words. Listen to what Jesus said in John 12:49-50. He said, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." That was the secret behind Jesus' faith. He spoke what Father God told him, and Father God is a faith God. We see that the principle of words and the power of words and the confession of words is throughout the Bible. For instance, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2, we read, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God." The word hearken occurs both in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, and also in verse 2. That word is an Old English word. And notice the term used is hearken diligently, seriously, intensively, unto the voice of the Lord your God. Well, God speaks to us through his word, the Bible. He also speaks to us directly. So what we understand from this is that if we do what the word of God says, if we do what God says, if we pay attention and we act on it, God will bring forth blessing that will overtake us because of our obedience to his word. Now, the word hearken is an Old English word, and it means to hear and act upon, both to hear and act upon. And so we learn from this that if we hear and act upon the word, and we put it in our mouth and release it by faith, that word power has the happening in it, because it is the power of the kingdom. We know this from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success." How about that? What is this book of the law that is being spoken of in Joshua? It's the Word of God, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus said, the Word cannot be broken, the Word cannot be divided, some of your translations say. And so, what we understand then is that if we study the Word of God, if we confess it by faith, we will be prosperous and have good success in all that is in the Scripture, which are God's promises for us. And there's over 800 of them. And you say, well, Bern, how do I find them in the Scripture? Very easily. Every time you see the word if, God follows it with a promise. Notice what it says at the beginning of Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it shall eat the fruits thereof. So if you speak the word of God out of your mouth, you are going to have good fruit, blessings. If you speak the word of God over your circumstances and over your problems, and what God says about your circumstances, your problems, and what he will do for you, such as in Psalm 34, Psalm 37, Psalm 57, Psalm 91, among many other areas of Scripture. If you confess those things over your circumstances will change for the better, and you will be delivered from them. Jesus said, if you say to this sycamore tree, be uprooted and cast in the sea, it should obey you. Those were Jesus' words. Now, what was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying that if you use the power of faith-filled words in line with God's word and confess those things over your circumstances, okay, that what will happen is your circumstances will obey you. That's why Jesus says it should obey you. Your problems should obey you. Many people go around being the slave, the obedient slave to their problems. No, that's not the way it should be. Faith-filled words change things. That's what the Scripture teaches us. That's what we just learned from Joshua. That's the power of faith confession. So in Mark 11:23-24, we read, if you speak to the mountain, and you say unto the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, believing without doubt in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. If you say to the mountain, be you uprooted and cast into the sea, believing without doubt in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. Well, the word of God is true. The book of Numbers says God is not a man that he should lie. Scripture also says, let God be true and every man a liar. So if God says we will have whatsoever we say by faith, and we speak to the mountain is the problem, the obstruction, the demonic spirit that's harassing, whatever. Talk to it, Jesus says. Speak about it. Let it be uprooted and cast into the sea, commanded in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus, and you will have whatsoever you say. Why? Because faith changes things. Faith changes things. Now, you've got to be careful about what you say, because your saying can nullify your praying. You see, in Mark 4:14, it begins, the sower sows the word, the seed. Actually, it says, the seed is the word. That's Proverbs 18:21 that we go back to. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Fruit comes from seed. The power of the tongue is to release seed, which are words that we put faith in, and they either work toward the positive or toward the negative. Say, so you have to watch your words. Now watch this. The Gospel of Matthew tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Then in James 1:26 we read, if any man among you seem to be religious, and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is useless. Notice what it says. If any among you seem to be religious, and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. We just read, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now James is telling us, if we don't control our tongue, if we bridle not the tongue, but deceive our own heart, our religion is in vain. In other words, the kinds of words that we speak direct our heart. So if they are lies, if they are deceptions, if they are false concepts, if they are false words, if they are unholy, our heart will be deceived. Okay, and the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we will be speaking things which are useless, and we will be speaking things which will be harmful to us and which will lead us into error rather than into truth. That's why James says, if the tongue is not bridled, a man's own heart is deceived. And then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it starts out in the mouth, gets stored in the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks again. So it ends up out through the mouth. But notice that the problem is that the talk will be wrong. And if the talk is wrong, then the walk is wrong. See? Now, that's why our faith confession that brings possession has to be faith-filled words. We speak them in the present tense. We know that from the faith of Abraham in Romans chapter 4. You can read it. He called those things that be not as if they were. That's what faith confession does. I call myself healed of this disease in Christ Jesus' name. See, present tense. Okay. I believe I am healed, present tense. I believe provision comes, present tense. Money comes, present tense. And so we see that there is power in those words if we apply them correctly, okay? But our faith confession that brings possession must be pursued, must be practiced, must be adhered to until the manifestation comes. That's Hebrews 4:14. Hold fast your profession of faith. Now, the word profession there in the Greek of the New Testament and the word confession are one and the same word. It could just as easily have been translated, hold fast your confession of faith. Hold fast the faith-filled words that come out of your mouth. Why? Because Mark 11:23 and 24 says, if you say to the mountain, believing without doubt in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. And Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Does the Bible speak about faith confession? Of course it does. Deuteronomy 28 that we spoke of earlier, Joshua 1:8. Proverbs 18:21, Mark 11:23 and 24, Hebrews 4:14, among others. So some will say, well, how come I confess, but I just don't seem to get the result? Well, the answer to that is in Mark chapter 4. It says, the sower sows the seed. Now, you are the sower also. You sow seed from your mouth, words. Okay. If you go down in Mark 4 to chapters 26 to 28, listen to what it says. And this is Jesus speaking. And he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Now, Jesus is telling you how the manifestation comes here. He says, first you sow the seed. You release the faith-filled words. Then it says, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. The ground here represents the heart inside. Remember what we just read about the heart? We can deceive it by speaking the wrong words. So you have to put the proper seed, the proper faith-filled words, and get them into your heart. And then it says, in verse 27 of Mark 4, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. Well, you see, if you're not diligent and you fall asleep, and you just rise night and day, and you're just confessing once in a while, but you're not pursuing your confession, you see, just because you confess doesn't mean you'll possess. Just because you plant a seed doesn't mean you're going to get a harvest. It depends on if you obey Hebrews 4:14, hold fast your confession of faith. Why? Because seed has to be watered. So, the harvest is Mark 4, verse 28. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, and after that, the full corn in the ear. See? So what happens with most Christians is that between Mark 4:27 and Mark 4:28, they fall asleep. They stop faith confessing. See? Because it says, and they should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. In other words, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't see a result. He sees some seed appearing to grow, but he doesn't know how to water it. He doesn't know how to nurture it. See, when a farmer plants a farm and in the fields puts his seeds, he has to take care of that seed. It's the same with faith confession. You just can't say it a few times and go to sleep because you'll never get the harvest. You see, the blade won't grow, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. That's the harvest, the result, what you're looking for, the manifestation of your faith-filled words. And so we learn from all of this that what is going to end up happening is that you're going to cut yourself short because you haven't watered the seed by persistent faith confession until you see the manifestation. Does faith confession really work? Yes, it does. Why? Romans 3:27, where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. What is the law of faith? The law of faith is simply this. Faith works and Jesus never fails. Faith works and Jesus never fails. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? And if you do not, shouldn't you? Why not? He is Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Most High God, Son of the Father. Begotten, not made, the scripture says, which means that he was generated from the Father. He was not a created being. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to Father God except by me. No other religion can help you. The Christian faith is not a religion. It's a confession. And it's a confession on a living spirit person whose name is Jesus, who is willing to reveal himself to you for the asking if you will just reach out to him. And there is no problem or issue so great that he cannot deliver you from it. For the asking, won't you pray this prayer now and invite him into your heart by faith, by trust, being willing to turn from your sins? He will clean you up and he will create in you a new life and a new beginning. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.